Catholic Women Professionals. It's a group of working women, well, seeking to make connections with other professionals. By providing spiritual and social resources, CWP wants to help its member find a community, help them grow in their faith. Well, coming up is their Mother Mary May Meetup. And joining me today to share more is Lilia Grundy. Good morning, Lilia. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brenda. Good to be with you again.
Well, that is a mouthful. Mother Mary May Meetup. Boy, sounds like it's going to be a great time. For our listeners who maybe are unfamiliar, kind of remind them about how this group formed.
Sure thing. Thank you for asking. Yeah, that's quite a mouthful, isn't it? I tend to love alliteration, so you'll see a lot of titles with repetitive letters in there, and we just thought it would be a fun theme for coming into the month of May. But just to recap, for those that are new to the group, Catholic Women Professionals, or CWP as we're calling it, is essentially just a group to get women together of like-mindedness, of sharing our challenges in the workplace. The space is a nice place to share the daily challenges we face and then grow our faith, as you said. So this coming month, we will feature a monthly meetup. We host them the second Mondays of each month, but this one will be especially dedicated to our Blessed Mother, and we'll share devotionals. We'll get into small groups, ask questions there, and then come together and share as much or as little, as we say, as you wish. You know, some folks tend to be a little bit more introverted than others, and that's okay. We invite everyone of all levels to join our group.
Oh, well, fantastic. You know, getting people engaged and wherever they are seems to be the goal of so many groups. You're meeting people on the internet. You're driving them to your webpage. And now there's a newsletter available. Tell our listeners how they can get involved with any of these areas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, so the great place to start would be the newsletter. We instituted that, by the end of last year. And so each month we send out information of upcoming events and resources like articles, really helpful tools, especially for working women. And it's as easy as signing up. You can sign up for the newsletter on our homepage at CatholicWomenProfessionals.com. And from there, you can get our information. So we're really excited to share that. And the website, of course, has listings of our upcoming events and news there as well.
Lilia Grundy is joining me today. She is one of the members at Catholic Women's Professionals, group of women meeting together to support each other in work and in their faith. So you said monthly meetings are happening over Zoom, but is there any plans anytime soon, that they'll actually get to meet in person?
Absolutely, yes. You know, the women, we're hungry to connect in person now that things have opened up, and there's just so much fruit that comes from meeting each other live. So we actually created some opportunities starting here in May. In fact, I instituted the Mary's Menu, if you will, a menu of options for women, depending on your availability to come and meet with us. Of course, there's the monthly meetups that we have each month. In addition to that, we're starting Mass and Coffee at Grotto on Friday. You can join us there for daily Mass at the 12 p.m. Schedule and join us for coffee afterwards. We have a fun upcoming spring mixer that will be hosted by one of our CWP members in her lovely home. And then we have other devotionals that you can start, you know, for folks that maybe haven't started that relationship with Mary. You know, get to know Mary this month through one of our options available on Mary's Menu that's listed on our website again.
Well, that Mary May Meetup is coming up Monday, May 9th. There's some more M's for you. You can find out more information by going to Catholic Women Professionals website. For our listeners, maybe give them a feel for how these meetings run when you're meeting on Zoom. You know, your April meetup was about Easter and Easter traditions. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe recap a little bit of the discussion that women were sharing about their faith journey during Lent and into Easter?
Yeah, so it's so fun to get together, but then also to delve into our faith. And that's one of the goals, is to grow our faith. We're all at different levels, so it's a fun way to open the door, ask questions about favorite traditions. The spring meetup, we talked about, of course, our favorite Easter traditions. And it's so nice because women will write down notes during these meetups. Like, oh yeah, you know, I need to get that book, or I should start that devotion or that prayer, that novena. So every month we like to have a theme. And so it's a fun way, again, to dive a little bit deeper into our faith and learn from other women as well.
Well, Catholic women professional are invited to join this wonderful meeting. So convenient because you can meet through a Zoom connection and catch up with other women and deepen your own faith. Well, Lilia, you know, maybe somebody listening says, gosh, this sounds great. I definitely think it does, too. But maybe they're not sure they fit that Catholic professional designation. Who are you inviting to join in?
Great question. Well, a lot of women will get questions. Well, I'm not quite, you know, working full time or I don't have a job right now. That's completely fine. We invite women of all levels, whether they're working or not. And heck, you know, even moms that are working at home, you know, that maybe not in a corporate office, but are mothers, are surely invited to join us too. So all Catholic women are invited to join us and share from their experience and maybe even learn from others. There are women who are looking for opportunities maybe to change their career or maybe go from mom to workplace. And this is definitely a great network to get those connections.
Oh, I think that for many women who, after, you know, staying home for another number of years, I think I felt this way too, that trying to get back into a paid workforce, you've spent so many years at home, you're trying to make those connections. I mean, Catholic women lifting each other up, so important.
Yes, so important. And, you know, what better way to build your lead than to connect with women in this the safe space and a network that way. And again, I always go to all different levels, right? Some of us are more extroverted than others. Some of us share more than others, and that's okay. I always encourage, women to invite a friend. If you're a little bit new to the scene or maybe networking or don't know where to start, invite a friend, join us that way. In-person meetups that we're hosting this month is a great way to get started. It's a very casual, informal atmosphere. Our spring mixer, for example, will be, you know, wine, appetizers, and sharing devotional. So it'll be a fun way to get to know each other.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Lilia, again, May 9th, your next meetup. Tell our listeners where they can find out more information and maybe check out your other resources from Catholic Women Professionals.
Absolutely. Please join us. Visit CatholicWomenProfessionals.com. On the homepage, we'll take you to our upcoming events. And you can also, again, sign up for our newsletter. Stay close and hear what's coming up next.
Oh, sounds great. Well, Lilia, I know that, well, you guys always have such a great time. And, well, we hope that maybe a few new listeners will be joining you for your Mother Mary May meetup. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Brenda.
And Lily is part of the Catholic Women Professionals group. I will be sure to add information where you can get right to their webpage, find out about their meetups, and also how to sign up for their newsletter. I'm going to add that link to the podcast of this interview. You'll be able to connect to that on our Hail Mary Media app or on our webpage, materdayradio.com.